protests outside the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, on both sides of the abortion issue. Now, they're clearly pro-choice and upset over a leak from the court. Politico is reporting of a draft opinion showing a majority of justices are ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade 1973 decision that legalized abortion, ready to rule to uphold a Mississippi law banning abortion after 15 weeks, allowing states to regulate it. Now, some Democrats want Congress to take action immediately to make abortion legal nationwide.
Leader Chuck Schumer, in a joint statement with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, calling the reported ruling on abortion an abomination and one of the most damaging decisions in modern history. But Republicans like Utah Senator Mike Lee are calling for the opinion to be released as soon as possible, telling Fox News at night,
"If you allow this to sit out there, you're allowing this kind of tactic to work."
Typically, court opinions are released in late June.
That's Fox's Sean Langell. The polls are open now in two states holding primaries, Indiana and Ohio, where there's quite a contest in a Republican Senate primary. J.D. Vance, backed by former President Trump, is in a tight race with several other candidates, including Josh Mandel, endorsed by Senator Ted Cruz.
The winner of the Republican primary is likely to face Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan in November in a general election to replace Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman, who is not running for re-election.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Hundreds of civilians and Ukrainian soldiers still remain holed up in a steel plant in Mariupol, a city Russia's nearly destroyed. Some were able to get out.
There was constant shelling during the day and at night. The houses were damaged. We hid in the basement. It's a difficult situation with the food.
Russia says it has taken a million people from Ukraine to Russia since the invasion started. Ukraine's president says many were illegally taken away against their will. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another Capitol rioter held accountable for what he did in January 2021. But this case that went to trial was different than many of the others involving defendants pleading guilty for taking part.
Thomas Webster, a veteran of the NYPD, was convicted by a federal jury. His case set precedence as being the first defendant tried for assault, as well as the first to use a self-defense argument, saying that he was trying to protect himself from what he called a rogue cop who started the confrontation by punching Webster in the face. The D.C. Metro officer, Noah Rathbun, testified he did not start the fight with Webster, who was initially indicted by a grand jury on counts including assault with a dangerous weapon, a metal flagpole. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The president will hit the road later this morning.
President Biden is headed south to Alabama today. He's scheduled to visit an assembly plant operated by Lockheed Martin in Troy. This is the facility that builds the Javelin missile, which is sold to the U.S. government by the defense contractor and what has proven to be a key weapon the U.S. is giving Ukraine as that country continues to defend itself against Russian invaders. It's caused the supply of Javelin missiles to dwindle, and there has been talk of invoking the Defense Production Act to facilitate making more. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling the day after gains to start May after April's big losses. In the NBA playoffs,
Doncic and Booker, they're dancing toe-to-toe, a little Texas two-step, and Booker's going to go.
Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns took the second round opener against Dallas, beating the Mavericks on TNT 121-114. The Miami Heat won game one of their series against the Philadelphia 76ers 106-92. The NHL playoffs started last night. Toronto, Carolina, St. Louis, and Los Angeles all won series openers. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.